All right, it's Johnny and Rich. It's time for group therapy. So Jenna needs some help with something. If you hear her story and you have advice for her, please call 877-937-1047. What's up, Jenna? How can we help you?
Hi. So, okay. Well, I just went through a breakup, and it was pretty, like, it was a nice breakup, you know, as far as breakups. So during our relationship, we were together for 3 years. And on our first year anniversary, I made a boudoir photo book shoot for him, like a, you know, risque pictures and stuff.
Okay, because I think a Bordeaux is wine.
Yeah. Or a dog.
I made him a bottle of wine, and or I got him a dog.
I'm sorry.
Boudoir,
French Bordeaux.
Right? The boudoir pictures?
Boudoir pictures, yeah. I made up pictures of wine and drinking wine in them. I made these like risque pictures and he loved it. It was his first year anniversary, but now we're broken up and he has them and I'd like to get them back. Do you think that, I mean, how do you feel if like, is that weird that I want them back or ask them back?
I don't think it's weird. Because, I mean, they're probably pictures you don't really want other people to see, right?
Right, exactly. We're no longer together, so I kind of want to get them back.
And you did say it was a decent breakup?
It was a decent breakup, yes.
Do you think that he possibly, like, just already threw them away? Like, do you think maybe you're stressing out about nothing?
I don't think he did, but then, whoa, if he did throw them away, I'd hate to think that someone else has them now. I think he still has them. I don't think he would just throw them away.
When you present the gift of the boudoir pictures, so they're, it's like, what, a book with pictures in it? Or is it like something that lives on his laptop?
It's a book. It's a book with pictures in it. Like, you could, I mean, you could put it on your coffee table, but you really don't, like, want other people to look at them. So he probably has, he kept them in his shelf. He had a shelf in his bedroom, and so he kept them in there.
I don't think it's totally an off-base question.
Yeah,
you know, if you think,
so
do you think he's the kind of person that would like abuse that?
I don't think he would. No, but I just the fact of knowing that he has them, like I would like them back.
You know what?
No longer together. It's not, you know. So I've been thinking that. Hey, I just want to talk to Shane and be like, hey, Shane, you know. We're no longer together. You know, can I get that book back of my pictures?
So here's my, let's pretend that they're not sexy pictures. It's a book. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a book or it's a picture, just a framed photo or something. I don't know. So like if you were in a court, because I'm wondering, once you give it to somebody, forget the content of what it is, you give them a gift. Is that their gift? And it was, and it's been, so you gave it as your 1 year anniversary, you were together 3 years. So he's had it for 2 years as a gift. It's his, right? So now you're like, we broke up. I want it back. Is there like a law about that? Now, I know the content is risque and it's your personal body, but I'm wondering if there's, if you're like, you're in court. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if it's something different, like, hey, I got him this TV and for our 1 year anniversary and now we broke up. I want my TV back. Like, how does that work?
I would think in the court system, it would be like, you gave it as a gift. They don't really have to give it back.
That's what I'm saying.
You would just like Shane to give it back because he's a good guy.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think it would all come down to the morality part of it. Like, you know, if you feel, if your ex feels uncomfortable with you having those pictures, like, just give it back. Like, it's not that big of a deal, I feel like. So I think it's a morality thing. I think if he's a good guy, then he'll cough him up.
Right, so you're saying, why wouldn't he want to give it back?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Especially if you say it was a peaceful breakup.
Yeah, so, okay, I'm going to ask, and I think he'll give them back to me.
I mean, also, the peaceful breakup thing could, you know, swing the pendulum either way. Like, we didn't have a bad breakup. They're my pictures. I'm not going to, like, go show people. Why do I have to give them back?
I look at who I just broke up with.
I mean, it could go either way, you know?
I look at these every night. Why do you want to take this away from me? Shane, you are on the air, group therapy. Good morning.
Hey, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Jenna, you literally gave me those pictures as a gift. I don't know who asks for their gift back if they already gave it to somebody, especially an anniversary gift. It's kind of weird. I can do whatever I want with them, and I still enjoy looking at them. They're still on the back of my toilet. I see them every morning.
What a weird place for them.
Oh, my God. But Shane... we broke up, and you you still want to look at them and you don't even want to give them back to me? I mean, you're dating my childhood best friend now. That is so weird. Like, I want them back.
I don't know what that has to do with anything. I mean, she knows I have them. She sees them every once in a while. They're classy pictures.
She does?
She actually gave me the idea. Yeah, of course.
You show me. I could probably make some. So who else do you show them to? That was just for you.
They're like, in
my
bathroom.
I gave that
bathroom,
to you knowing that was
so
just going to be for you to see. I don't want everyone else to see them.
Look, I'm not showing them off. They're classy pictures, okay? She actually told me I could probably make some money off of them if I wanted
to. Yeah, but there's some, like, really risque pictures in there of me, and I don't want them. I don't want other people to see it. When I gave that to you, that was just for you. That was not for other people to see. And now you're showing them to everyone? So I think out of just respect, you should be giving me those pictures back.
Stop overreacting to it. All right. If I want to keep them, I want to keep them.
Oh my God!
If you want to buy them off me, you can
buy them.
We can throw some numbers out there if you want.
Why would you just not give them back?
Because they're mine. Why would I give them? I enjoy looking at them. Why would I give up something
that
I like?
That's weird. Considering you have a girlfriend, that's super odd.
Okay, you've never seen Jenna. She is a work of art, 100% done.
And you saying that is like super disrespectful to your girlfriend. That's not cool.
Of course not. You can still respect art and not have to. It doesn't have to be your art.
Okay, but what if you had like
the art in the wall?
Shane, what if you give Jenna her pictures back, and then maybe you and your new girlfriend could set up like a shoot? So
ooh,
then you
idea.
Have like, you know, classy, beautiful boudoir pictures, but it's your girlfriend.
I could do both. I could keep the current pictures and get
wasn't it?
I'm not going to give up something that I like for nothing.
You want me to give you money?
I don't know. We'll talk in prep. We'll figure it out.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad we broke up. I can't even believe it. I don't even know who you are. That you're an idiot. I gave those to you for only you. We broke up. We were very nice about everything. I thought we were into this as friends. We're ready to move on. Out of respect, as a friend, can you please give me that book back?
Not for free, Jenna. Not for. I like them.
Not
Why would
for
I give
free.
Them up?
Shane, how much do you want?
I don't know. They're very nice pictures. I mean, maybe $100 a picture.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, how many pictures are there?
There's like 20 pictures
like 20.
In that book. You want $2,000.
I mean, you don't have to buy them all back. You could just buy the ones that you think are too risque for, you know, for me to have, and then we could talk.
I can't believe you're doing this.
I don't think she should have to buy the pictures back, Shane.
Well, I mean, I didn't take the pictures. I didn't make her do that. She gave them to me.
You're
like a
twisted
hostage
man.
Situation.
All right, listen, every phone line is ringing right now. Our number's 877-937-1047. We got a bunch of calls. A lot of people have comments for you. A lot of people have comments for Shane. It's group therapy, 877-937-1047. It continues next with John, Jane, Rich. All right, so we're in the middle of group therapy. So Jenna calls us. She needs advice. She had a peaceful breakup with her boyfriend, Shane, and she wanted to get her boudoir photos back from Shane. Peaceful, right? So she was asking us advice. All of a sudden, Shane calls up. And he's like, no, I want money for these. What should she do? Chris, you're on the air. What's up?
Well, technically, she gave them to him as a gift, so they belong to him. But he should be respectful enough not to show them to people and give them back to her if she wants. Now, his girlfriend said he could make some money off them, which is not true because the copyright belongs to the photographer. So any money he makes off of that would be illegal.
All right. Chris, the lawyer. All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Actually, I'm a body recovery unit. My shift just ended.
Oh, well, thank you for listening, Chris.
Wow. Okay.
Helen.
Thanks.
What are your thoughts, Helen? You're on the
air. My point is a lot the same. She did not give him the right to make money off of that. Even social standing can be in question. So it's a legal no-no.
Okay, so she could literally take him to court, is what you're thinking?
Absolutely. If he makes money, yes, because it's her image, and she has the right to that. She did not release that to him by giving them to him. Doesn't matter.
She takes him to court, but after he's already sold them.
Right.
Still, they're out there then.
Right, yes. And she can get remedy by getting the money from him.
All right, thank you, Helen.
Yep.
Vivian, Viviani?
Hi, yeah, Viviani.
Hi.
So I actually took pictures, like boudoir pictures, Valentine presents for an ex. But when we broke up, I made sure to leave with those pictures. I didn't want those pictures to, you know, kind of like be in a situation similar to this. So I understand why you wouldn't take them before you guys broke up.
That is good advice. Did you say you took fedora pictures?
Boudoir. You can't have hat pictures floating around out there.
Oh, boudoir. She's naked wearing a hat.
That is good advice.
Who wore an Indiana Jones hat. Right.
That is good advice, but sometimes when you're like going through a breakup, you don't think about that kind of stuff. And you just want to get up out of there.
And she didn't. She didn't take them, so we are where we are.
Yeah.
Thank you, Viviani. Hey, Morgan. Morgan, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope he doesn't plan on having kids with anyone, because if he ever has a daughter, imagine if someone does this to his daughter. I mean, he's doing this to someone's daughter. Mm-hmm. How would he feel if someone did this to his daughter one day? Mm-hmm. I mean, what a piece.
Right.
You know? How would he feel?
Yeah. Thank you, Morgan. Thank you for calling. All right, Shane, so we've taken a lot of calls. You've heard different opinions. I mean, what are you going to do?
All right, Jenna, if you want him back that bad, I mean, I don't want, whatever. I don't want a big hassle over it. You can just have him back. Come over to my house, pick it up.
Oh, thank you.
What a relief.
Yeah.
That's
super nerve-wracking.
Get over there fast before he changes his mind and raises the price.
I know. No charge. No charge.
I'm sorry you've had to go through all of this. That sucks.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? This gives me peace, too. Rich, can you give me back the ones I gave you? Rich has me in that Borat thong.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. But whatever. You know what? Keep them. I don't care. And it's not a book. Rich has, like, framed photos. I don't know. I guess Stacy likes that stuff.
Like a shrine of you.
Mm-hmm. I made one into a 3D poster.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Jenna. That's Group Therapy. John, Jane, Rich.